Rabash says, it is one person who can help another by seeing that one's friend is low. It is as it is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit. This means that one's friend raises him from his state into a state of liveliness. Then one begins to reacquire strength and confidence of life and wealth, and he begins as though his goal is now near him. Baltia, please.
Мы третьи и четвертые балтийские десятки в работе над подготовкой к уроку соединились ради единого мнения и ради.
We've worked together on the preparation for the lesson, and we connected as one man in one heart and one goal. What could be more important than the morning lesson, the time in which all the tens of the world Kli meet and they read together the sources written by the great Kabbalists, and we've come here. Like every morning lesson, according to the call of the Creator, which gave us our huge teacher of the generation, the great Kabbalist, and that through the study we can truly find the real beauty of life, the Chaim.
The second excerpt from Rabash. Each and every one must be attentive and think how he can help his friend raise his spirit. Because in the matter of spirits, anyone can find a needy place in one's friend that he can fill. Baltia.
Вопрос на активный семинар. Вместе поднимаем расположение духа.
Question for an active workshop. Together, let us raise the spirit of the friends in the tent.
So first, it's always worthwhile to smile and to appreciate the place we have reached. The morning lesson is a place of joy, opening, excitement and impression, a place where we make steps towards the purpose of our life. And it's really special that we can gather and put everything on the side for a few hours and to concentrate on bringing joy above for through our actions.
I opened my eyes. You know, there's that moment where you don't remember where you are, right? Where you came from, where you're going. And then I remembered, oh, morning lesson, the future. Yeah. And calmed down so much, like, felt the like shame that I woke up on time, and the Creator gave me another great day to be together with the friends. And so there are moments on the path that you're willing to pull your hair out, but nonetheless, you come to see the friends, you really see the efforts they make. You feel the sweetening inside. Yes, this pleasure. We are truly lucky.
Look at all the friends and all the world kli that are now connected and will hear this lesson now and later throughout the day, that prepared for this lesson now. This is the true spirits, the true mood. And from here we will raise our prayer.
Good
morning, Bnei Baruch. Good morning, World Kli. We've reached the good mood corner. I heard. Let's say like this. What could be more fun than to sit with your friends, talk about what touches your heart? I also heard that joy by us needs to come from confidence and not just some sitting of fools. And we want to give each one of us the feeling how the goal is close, how everything that occurs is for the good. Where else can a person desire to be than here together with his friends?
Our joy comes from the efforts that we make, that we have an opportunity now to enter into 3 hours of prayer, of scrutinies, of disclosing our true state, revealing the disease and finding the medicine, and effort in love of friends, and engage in the most exalted thing in this world, which is the quality of bestowal.
You understand? Do you hear these words? What these things, these beings before you, they're saying, it's not human. This is called a good mood, a spirit, high spirits, to sit with truly the biggest people in the world, to talk about spirit, about spirituality, and raising the state of the spirit. Who has such a state of spirit at all? Only a chosen collection of people, that each one of us have been privileged to be part of this group. And now we have the opportunity to show in return truly our gratitude and to pour out a warm conversation, a warm prayer all the time to beat on repentance, to annul ourselves all the time, to connect. We're looking for this most holy territory that is between us and reality. Let's go.
שמעתי ששמחה אמיתית מגיעה גם מגדלות הנותן בשיעור הבוקר. זה המקום שבו יש את הכי הרבה.
I heard the joy in the morning lesson is from the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the giver that we get in the morning lesson. And the incorporation in this brings us joy. It's like a type of parameter that we know from where the joy comes from. Is it coming from something artificial than my will to receive? Or did I actually succeed in incorporating in something above me, something greater?
And here there's true joy. It's like the spiritual electric company. Each is bringing his little flashlight that can't do anything, and together it's connecting with great power that illuminates the whole world. Simply each, throughout the day, puts a little bit of air, and the rest we add it all together to one great. So each gets to add our sesame seed. And any gratitude that we can share can't even come close to this true, huge truth.
True joy is this, from that we're close to the goal. Look how much exertion there is behind each friend. We're in the last 100 meters of this marathon now, and a bit more, give the effort. And it could be that we've already been privileged with it, but the Creator of His own calculations is delaying us, or that they want the generation to join us as well. From this we're in joy, this that we have the opportunity to give Him contentment, to be the servants of the Creator. And we're doing it, we're succeeding, we're doing as much as we can. By His privilege, He gives us the forces. We bring the desire, and we'll do it in the lesson.
So with all that excitement and impression, let's try to feel the hearts of the friends and what we feel and receive from the friends. Let's try to bring this forth as a prayer to the Creator.
I remember when I was young, they would say, oh, it's good to be young, rich, and healthy, than old, poor, and unhealthy. Every day here, really, you begin like a child compared to the illness of the will to receive, you know. We really feel that we're going towards this health and wealth of the friends. When you get into the details, you really, each time anew, are impressed of what huge thing you're dealing with, the purpose of creation, of reality, of humanity. This is a huge thing. And you're participating in this. You're progressing towards it. What does it matter if it takes a day, a year, 100 years to be in this rather than just be some beast? Some old sick man.
A question for a silent workshop. We gather all the friends in our heart with an intention toward the Creator and with high spirits.